You're listening to KNKX. Tensions over COVID-19 seem to have triggered a large disturbance Wednesday night at the Monroe Correctional Complex. So far, six inmates at the facility have tested positive for the virus. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins talked about this with KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick.
Austin, what exactly happened here?
Well, it sounds like, Kirsten, this started about 6 o'clock last night in the minimum security unit of the Monroe Correctional Complex. This is a unit that has four housing units and about 450 minimum security inmates. And apparently in two of those housing units at about 6 o'clock, more than 100 of those inmates at a time when they're not supposed to be moving around started leaving and going outside. They were ordered back inside by DOC officers. I'm told that most complied, but a smaller group of about 50 did not. Some of them started setting off fire extinguishers. They sent in this emergency response team that deployed pepper spray and rubber pellets. And the situation, it sounds like, was brought under control fairly quickly. We're told there were no injuries. There were pretty interesting images. Como TV had a helicopter up, and you could see after this, bunch of the residents from those living units out in the yard, some on their knees with their hands restrained behind their back. Pretty dramatic scene last night at that prison.
Well, in a statement, the Department of Corrections tied this to recent COVID-19 cases that have been confirmed among inmates in this unit. Give us a picture of what led up to this disturbance.
Sure. So there are 12 prisons statewide, and there are also 12 work release centers. And for weeks, we've been talking about staff at DOC testing positive for COVID-19. But what happened over the weekend is the first incarcerated person who was inside a Washington prison at the time tested positive, and that was in this minimum security unit. By yesterday, six inmates there, all from the same housing unit. I mentioned before there's four housing units. Within housing unit B, six had tested positive, 17 in isolation, more than 100 on quarantine. So in a very short amount of time, it seemed like the virus was taking hold in this area. And so tensions were rising, people were worried, and more people were testing positive. The Secretary of Corrections told me that it seems like this was certainly related to that. They tried to move some inmates on Tuesday night. There was resistance to that. They tried again on Wednesday. They even brought in McDonald's to food, fast food, to try to, you know, as an olive branch, if you will. That didn't work. So things kind of blew up last night as the day was ending.
You're noting that tensions are rising, that people are worried. You've also been talking to family members of the prisoners at Monroe. Do you know if they're able to communicate with their loved ones right now?
They are. There's a system called JPay. And even while this was going on, they were getting messages from inside. You know, there's a lot of stress inside. There's a lot of stress outside. These family members want to know. Visitation has been suspended because of the risks of spreading the virus. There was a protest outside the prison on Monday after the first positive test came back. I talked to a mother who said that her son, who's in there, has been raising all sorts of concerns, like officers not consistently wearing masks, not necessarily changing their gloves, that social distancing is difficult. For his part, the Secretary of Corrections says they're making their best efforts. They are trying to outfit everybody with masks now based on CDC and Department of Health guidance, that there is more work to be done, but they feel like they are running a safe prison and taking the necessary steps to prevent a full-blown outbreak.
There is already a lawsuit, Austin, before the state Supreme Court about the Department of Corrections response to COVID-19. Will last night's events have any effect on that?
It will. Columbia Legal Services says it plans to file an emergency motion this morning asking the court to appoint a special master to oversee the department's response to COVID-19. The initial petition to the Supreme Court, and by the way, there's oral arguments scheduled on that coming up later this month, it was asking the court to order the state to start releasing some inmates early because advocates believe this is the time to reduce the census and also to get more vulnerable inmates out of the prison. The governor's office, the Secretary of Corrections have not jumped on that quickly, but they say they are evaluating options.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.